The Austin American-Statesman reports that its investigation has found hundreds of substandard dams upstream of populated areas in Texas that violate state law intended to guard against dam breaching or failure in catastrophic floods. First, this is an example of why passing laws and even having regulatory bodies watch out for certain things is at best only a partial solution, and yet many Americans turn to government every time something goes wrong or an injustice perceived. We hear constantly, we've got to do something. And as Dr. Susanna Hupp pointed out on my show last week in relation to murders with firearms, you can do something and make yourself feel better, but that doesn't mean that what you did actually will have any positive effect. Back to the dams that might fail that the Statesman says are in violation of state law. Is it evil corporations putting people in harm's way by greedily not spending the money needed to keep dams in compliance? Well, yes, in a way, local cities are corporations of a type, but they're the government corporations beloved by the left, to which they turn for solutions to all problems. The Statesman's story says that of those dams out of compliance which put people in danger, six are owned by the city of Austin. The story points out that Texas has 7,229 dams, more than any other state, and I would bet that most that are significant enough to pose a public risk are owned by a government entity. So go ahead and do something each time you feel overwhelmed with emotion, but just remember, once you've indulgently salved yourself, that often all you do is add cost for all and achieve little to fix anything. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.